Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
You know, we keep hearing about health care, whether it's the Republicans can't get a health care plan through, or Trump's ticking off his own party and nothing's going to get through, or the Democrats with their resist movement, we're going to let Obamacare implode because then we can blame the Republicans for it. I mean, it's ridiculous. But you know what's not ridiculous? What the average American today is spending for that health insurance that was supposed to be $2,500 per family cheaper, only to find out that premiums have doubled, in fact, tripled in certain markets. Now, this is not intended to be a political show or a political discussion, but we do deal in facts. And the fact is, when we start doing budgeting nowadays, not factoring in the enormous cost of health care and health insurance, is something that is, it's malpractice for financial advisors not to figure in long-term health care, short-term care, health insurance, disability planning, all of that stuff, absolutely critical. And today we introduce you to something we've discussed once before on this program and we'll be discussing more and more because it's gaining tremendous popularity nationwide. And that is dumping your health insurance in favor of a membership plan. And we have a special guest, Dale Bellis, who will be joining us. He is a wizard when it comes to this stuff, and you will be mesmerized and fascinated by how interesting and potentially valuable this could be for you and potentially your family. Now, I don't sell anything on this show except ideas. And this is an idea that I believe warrants some very, very careful consideration. But we start today with this. You know, a week doesn't go, actually a day almost doesn't go by if I'm out and about, where someone doesn't come up to me and say, when is this bull market gonna end? And, you know, there should be a different reason why they call it a bull market. It's because there's a lot of bull that gets tossed around. But as all of you know, I am a buy and holder. And I get criticized, especially by people within the industry that are market timers and stock pickers and all that stuff, who say, it's not buy and hold, it's buy and hope. Well, when holding is the hardest part, but it's the best thing you can do, is what we tackle right here and right now on the Ray Lucia Show. So sit back, relax. It's the Ray program. Ben Carlson wrote about this. I love this guy. He writes really interesting, down-to-earth, sometimes technical, but good stuff. And he was quoting a fellow from Oak Tree Capital who wrote a couple of years ago this. Two of the main reasons people sell stocks is because they go up and because they go down. When they go up, people who hold them become afraid that if they don't sell, they'll give back their profit, kick themselves, and be second-guessed by their bosses and clients. And when they go down, they worry that they'll fall farther or further, to be, I guess, grammatically correct. It's amazing to me that buy and hold is not more a more popular concept in investing, because it's really the only way that you can survive long term. Oh, there will be books written and seminars given and people profiting by the fact that in the short run, they made you a lot of money. But those gurus come and go. In fact, they come and go so much that a firm, CXO Advisory, who used to track, I don't know, the 50 top investment gurus, every call they made, they would track them, buy, sell, timing decisions, et cetera, to see what their percentage accuracy was. And they stopped doing it. And the reason they stopped doing it is because it was pretty consistently under 50%. Pick a guru, almost any of them. The guy that bites bears' heads off and throws chairs on TV, 46% accuracy. I don't know about you, but I got a quarter in my pocket. I can flip that quarter. If you don't have a quarter, it's okay, because you could do it with a penny or a nickel. Heads or tails, right? You got a 50-50 shot. Listening to the gurus, you got a 50-50 shot. So you too can be a guru, as long as you got a penny, a nickel, a dime, a quarter, or something that you can flip that's got a head and a tail. That's how ludicrous this has come. Here's what we know about investing in stocks. First, we know that stocks are the very best asset class for earning long-term returns above inflation, with real estate being a close second. And I know I reported last week that there was a report that said real estate actually outpaced stocks. But since World War II, it's been stocks, okay? We also know that stocks on average are up roughly 75% of the time. So out of every 4 years, stocks are up 3. Now, I know what you're thinking. We've gone more than 4 years and we haven't seen a crash. Well, you're going to see one. I just can't tell you when. Remember, these are averages. We know that stocks occasionally exhibit bone-crushing volatility. That is correct. We know that on average, stocks fall by 5% roughly 3 times a year. We know that on average, stocks fall by 10% roughly once a year. And we know that on average, stocks fall by 20% or more once every 3 to 5 years. So why, if we know all this stuff, which we do, it's been in the books for 100 years. We know it. It happens regularly, just not consistently regular. The problem is we don't know when volatility will go up. It's been fairly low, the VIX, as it were, fairly low. So the question becomes this. How do you ensure you're able to hold on during a bull market but survive the inevitable bear? Here's what I say. You need a rules-based practice put in place before any actions. What are your rules? What are your rules? I mean, the simple one is I'm just going to buy and freaking hold and hold on for dear life, because it could take 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years for me to get back to even. That one is difficult, even though it may be the best. It may be the best. Here's what I have instituted from a rules standpoint. I've instituted something called value averaging. I look at the portfolio annually. Let's take January 1. Pick any time during the year, but look at it annually. And calculate, and I'm just talking about the stock market here, calculate what your expectation was for the prior year. What did you expect? Well, I expect stocks to go up 11% because that's what they've averaged for the past 50 years, or 10% or whatever. Take a look at what you've earned over the course of the past year. Well, I earned 20%. Got the Trump bump, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, great. You expected 10%. You earned 20%. Do you not have 10% free money on the table? My rule says you are now free to scrape that 10% profit off the top. Put it in your pocket to hold. Because in a year where your portfolio drops 10% and you needed 20% to get back to even, you can pull that money out of your pocket and invest more. You know what that's called? It's called buying low and selling high, because it's rules based. It won't make you rich, and it probably won't produce better results, but it'll keep you on track, especially during times of bear markets. Dale Bellis coming on next. Stick around for this one.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607. 4607.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart.
So we have Dale Bellis. He's going to put a little love in all of our hearts. Dale, it's great to have you back on the show. Dale, of course, is the executive director of Liberty HealthShare. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Ray. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for the invitation.
So I've got this analogy in my head.
All right.
Obviously, our thoughts and prayers go out to all of these people in Texas.
Oh, for sure.
What a horrible situation. I remember going to New Orleans after Katrina, and it was a nightmare. And it looks to me like there's another big-time nightmare going on. Mm. But here's what's fascinating to me. You're seeing the community all come together and share in many instances the costs of helping transport these people. Donations are flowing in like crazy, and thank God for that. I got thinking about that, and of course the government's there. I mean, Donald Trump came to the rescue with the disaster status even before the hurricane hit, and you've got the government's got billions of dollars stashed away, and FEMA's on site. So there's the government safety net, and there are people sharing in the costs and responsibility. And I don't know if that's a crazy analogy or not, but I thought about you and Liberty HealthShare.
Ray, it's a perfect analogy. It's the DNA of America.
Exactly.
That whenever people are in crisis and need, we rise to the occasion and rush to assist. That's the history of our nation, and we do it over and over. A child falls into a well, the nation holds its breath until they're recovered. Miners are caved in on. Earth-moving equipment from all across the nation come to help dig them out. That's the nature of who America is. We've simply turned that principle into a solution for healthcare.
When we talk about healthcare today, you can't discuss it without saying, golly, it is so, so expensive. Now, we have the greatest health care in the world. I don't think there's a much dispute about that, but it costs so dang much money. You've come up with a potential solution, haven't you?
It's because we've dropped out of the health insurance methodology and model. We instead rely on precisely what we talked about, mutual aid, mutual support, where we're sharing the actual expenses. Not some projected high dollar number based upon expectations and mathematical equations. It's what we actually experience based upon the kinds of discounts we access in the marketplace, and that tends to be far less, and we share those costs person to person.
Now, I know from personal experience, back in the day, I had an HSA, a health savings account, and when I went to the doctor and I was paying them with my own money,
yes,
I paid them a lot less than what they were billing the insurance companies for. Can you talk about that?
It changes our mentality. When it's our money at stake, we've got skin in the game. And so Liberty HealthShare and its members are sharing their own dollars for themselves and with one another. So when we step up to the counter and hand our ID card, we're reviewing those costs. We're evaluating the treatment plan. We're eliminating unnecessary care, because it's our dollars at stake, as opposed to the mentality of a third-party payer where I don't even know what the bill is, and frankly, I don't care. My attitude is entitlement. Just take care of me. When it's my dollars, boy, does that change the mindset.
libertyhealthshare.org. Learn all about it. You need to do your own due diligence, because all of us were so used to insurance and dealing with insurance companies. This is different. Can you go through the nuts and bolts for our viewers and our listeners?
Sure. Insurance is based on a contract of indemnity. Based upon certain loss, the insurance company will promise to give a particular payment. We have just abandoned that principle and instead put in place a shared value that says, I really believe God has put me here on earth to use my resources, time, and effort to assist another person whenever they're in need. And so it's values driven, it's values based, so that our members participate because we really believe that that's the reason why we're here. And so when you have a medical bill, a sufficient number of singles, couples, families will all crowdfund you and pay your medical bills directly out of your secure online account. We call it a share box. And then each month you're participating with another member who has an expense. And thankfully, our online technology sorts that out and assigns your participation with another member who has a medical expense. And we do that to the tune of $16 to $18 million a month right now with our sharing capacity.
So you bring up God. Obviously, this is a Christian-based organization.
It's Christian-based. We don't intrude on individual faith choices. We don't ask what church you attend or what your doctrinal statement is. It's just that it is Christian values at work. And so long as our members can agree with our shared beliefs, there's five of them there on our website. Check them out. But the core of that is that we really have the God-given right to manage, direct, and control the care of our health. And that's the core of our belief system.
Okay, I want to come back to the whole element of the plan, but everybody's talking about cost. So can you, I mean, are you going to be able to talk about what it costs for a person?
Oh, absolutely. Our most popular program, we call it the Complete, there's three of them, but our Complete program, literally 90% of our members participate. It's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, or $449 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. That's what we call our suggested share amount. And that hasn't changed over the last 3 years. And so we set that aside in our secure online account that's then matched to another member who has medical bills. And we can message them at the time we see transparently and openly on our account our money moving from ours to another person's expense or need that we've been assigned to. We can message them with cheer, encouragement, or prayer, whatever the case may be. Like a true social community, we're standing with each other during those times of medical expenses.
So if there were 100 of us here, we all threw in a bunch of money into the hat each month, we would cover the cost of one another's health care. Now, what...
I would just add, Ray, it's not into a hat. We ask you to send your money that month to another person.
So I have my own...
we ask sufficient number of people to do that, and it pays that member's account. You have your own online account.
Okay, so what if there's not enough money in all of our collective online accounts? Are you going to assess me?
If that would occur, that's a prospect, absolutely. It hasn't occurred in the years of our experience.
Which is how many years, just
out
of curiosity?
Well, we are a relaunch, a reorganization of an existing sharing ministry that's been in existence since 1995. So in all of that history, and in most recently with all of the inclusion of members since the launch of the Affordable Care Act, we've not had that experience. But if we did, our guidelines simply call for two or three things to happen. We would turn to our members and say, we've had a spike, and we would just participate in resolving it. Or it indicates a trend, we'd raise our share amount. But that's precisely how we'd address it.
Dale Bellis, Dale E. Bellis, libertyhealthshare.org is the best way for them to learn about this.
Without
just go to the
doubt,
website.
Libertyhealthshare.org. Yes.
Okay, when we come back, I'm going to ask you some really tough questions.
I'm ready.
Because I want to get to the bottom of this, because there's a whole lot of skeptics out there. I'm one of them.
Well, right? I love skeptics.
All right. If you've got a question for Dale, give him a call, 844-RAY-SHOW. He'll tackle it right here and right now. Or send an email to me, and I'll get through to Dale at raylucia.com. R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. More with Dale right after this.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford, all without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands, small payments. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, we're back on the Ray Lucia Show. Glad to have you on board. My special guest, and I really get a lot out of it, Dale, when you come on.
Thank you,
Dale E. Bellis from LibertyHealthShare.org. Go to your computer or your phone right now and put this down as one of your favorites so you can spend the time. And it's not 5 minutes. I've been on the site. It's a couple of hours of due diligence if you do this right. And write down the tough questions I have. And I am going to pose them to Dale. But this is a membership plan. It's a way for a community to come together with Christian-based principles, which I'll try to get into in a second, to pay for one another's health care. It's a phenomenal idea. And when you're talking about like $450 a month for a family, I'm paying $900 a month just for my wife right now. That's amazing, Dale.
It is astonishing, and it's really based upon kind of a three-legged stool of the way in which we control healthcare costs. One is, we touched on a moment ago, it's our money at stake. That changes the whole consumer orientation in terms of healthcare. The second is we access deep, deep discounts in the marketplace. Most people don't realize that what a hospital, for instance, will bill, they'll receive far less to settle that service. And the third is, because we really believe our bodies are, we're creatures of God and have a requirement or a obligation to take care of ourselves, we're health conscious.
Do you charge more for a smoker or someone overweight?
We assign them a health coach. And help that individual make adjustments to their lifestyle to address those particular health risks. And that costs an additional $80 per month for that health coach. But once they set those goals and reach them, they graduate from Health Track, and we have hundreds of people doing that monthly, graduating when they've reached their goals, and we send up digital balloons for them every month.
Good for you. Dale Bellis, Liberty Health Share. Now, let's talk about pre-existing conditions, because I mean, I know about insurance. There's adverse selection. How do you deal with the adverse selection? All the sick people running to you to buy your form of health care coverage so that the other insurance companies don't have to deal with pre-existings.
Yeah, we accept people with pre-existing conditions, and we deal with it in one of three ways. The first is, if it's a standard pre-existing, we don't share in the costs associated with that in the first year. After that year, then we start sharing in the costs associated with that pre-existing condition.
Can you explain? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, sure.
But this is important. Someone had a heart attack 2 years ago. Is that still a pre-existing condition?
It would be. Anything occurring within the last 3 years that's had symptoms or medication or treatment would be considered pre-existing. If it happened 10 years ago, no, it would not be. But a heart attack in the last 2 years would be considered pre-existing, and anything associated with the cost of that in the first year of membership, we would not share in, except that it begins in the second year and following, we begin to share in those costs.
Okay, so that's reasonable.
Okay.
That is reasonable. I think most people could deal with that. Now, if it's 3 years ago, someone was treated for something 3 years ago, then you would cover that?
We would submit that health history information to our nurses and doc on our staff if there's any questions as to the time frame and treatment and so on, and deliver back to that individual an exact determination as to whether that's considered pre-existing or not. And we do that regularly so that before someone joins, they get a free estimate as to what those costs would be and how that pre-existing would be treated, if at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to
There's
me about...
There's a second way, by the way, I want to touch on.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
And that is, we touched on it a moment ago, particularly with chronic conditions. Ray, there is, across America, an epidemic of chronic conditions, high blood pressure, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, certainly smoking, and obesity. Those are lifestyle conditions that can be impacted and many times reversed by making changes to the way in which we live, how we exercise, what we eat, the amount of stress, the kind of sleep we get, etc. People with those conditions, we are really excited about joining our program because we assign them a health coach and say to that individual, set your lifestyle objectives with a support, guidance, and assistance of that health coach. Reach those objectives. It's stuff you already want to do, but you've not been able to do because you haven't had the kind of support and accountability to get you there. And so with that health coach, it costs an additional $80, but they reach those lifestyle goals. And we are seeing people reverse their conditions and diseases. And we get testimonies all the time in our newsletter. And then they reach those goals. We graduate them from the program. And literally lives are changed as a result. And the third way is if it is a very, very severe kind of pre-existing that presents immediate expenses. It may be that we would ask that member to join us with a waiver for that condition only. So there's the three ways that we deal with it.
Dale Bellis, libertyhealthshare.org. Okay, I'll tell you the big objection that I've received out and about as I've tested this in the marketplace. What if my doctor doesn't take it? How do I explain this to my physician? Or the hospital or whatever, I don't want to be without coverage.
Fair point. And we deal with it in two ways. We hand a doc our ID card, and it tells exactly on that ID card where to send the bill, either electronically or to an address. And it also tells the doc or hospital what our reimbursement schedule is, so that they know exactly how much they'll be receiving for the services they give to me as a self-pay patient. And they can send that bill through the process. It shows up in my online account. Other members share in it. The doc gets the check, and that happens in not only fair and reasonable, a very prompt way. That's number one. Number two is if they're unfamiliar with Liberty HealthShare, we have an 800 number for the physicians and doctors to call. We explain the program to them and help ease both their concerns and put the system and process in place. The third is every doctor, every hospital accepts self-pay patients. So that we just simply say, if you don't want to send the bill to Liberty HealthShare, send the bill to me. I'll submit it, and you'll get your money in exactly the same time frame and in the same way. So whether it's they send the bill to Liberty HealthShare or they send it to the individual member as a self-pay patient, it doesn't make the difference. There's no difference.
Okay, so are you deeply discounting that payment, and how would that compare to someone that walked in with Medicare or Blue Cross Blue Shield?
We use Medicare as our baseline. And we say to the doctor, we know that Medicare rates are typically too low for you to survive on. So we add 50% to it.
Wow.
So it's a 50% increase over the Medicare rate, or 60% for a hospital, or 70% more for a freestanding surgical clinic. So it's 150, 60, 70% of Medicare, but we set that as our baseline. The problem in medical billing today, Ray, is there's no association with logic or methodology to billing. And we just simply say, we want a baseline. We understand where Medicare makes adjustments and changes regionally. And we just add 50, 60, or 70% to it. And literally 90% of every doctor and hospital accepts that reimbursement. The other 3% we have a discussion with, resolve it through fee negotiation, and close it out for our member.
This is something that everyone that's been struggling with the cost of health care, or even getting health care because it's unaffordable in many cities now, needs to check out. Go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and ask all of the tough questions. I've been attempting to do that. Dale, we're running short of time.
Sure.
I want to get back to the Christian values discussion, because what if an individual isn't a Christian? Maybe they're Muslim, maybe they're Jewish. Are they just excluded from the plan?
We just simply ask whether or not a person is willing to share with us based on these Christian principles.
Which
there's five of them on the website that really our rights and liberties come from God. that I have the right to worship as I choose, that I really have a moral, spiritual obligation to care for my body. I have the same obligation to assist others when they're in need. And fifth, that I have the right to manage my health care based upon my conscience and the advice of my advisors without government intrusion. Those are our five values. If you can join in with us on that, you're our kind of folks.
Sounds non-denominational to me.
That's precisely the case.
Dale, I can't wait to have you back again.
I'll look
forward to
it. You
do a terrific job. Folks, check it out, will you? And then email me and let me know what you think. LibertyHealthShare.org. LibertyHealthShare.org. Fascinating discussion. Thank you so much. We'll take a quick break and come back with your emails coming up in just a bit. We've got some dandies, as I said. I'll try to get to each and every one of them. If you want to email me right now, I'll get to it. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. And if you email me during this break, yours will go to the top of the list. Stick around. It's The Ray Show.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is The Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Again, a very, very special thank you to Dale Bellis at libertyhealthshare.org. I'm totally fascinated by this. I'm still in the middle of the due diligence process. And again, I don't sell anything on this program except ideas. And this idea, I think, is extremely fascinating and something that everybody that's struggling with the healthcare decision should, if nothing else, explore. LibertyHealthShare.org. Can you imagine $449 for a family? I mean, a lot of families are spending $1,500 a month for health coverage. Very, very interesting. We've got some emails in, so hit it, fellas. Oh, yes, wait a minute. All right, so first we go out to Mel. Mel asks, I want to retire abroad. How will my investments in Social Security income be taxed? Now, Mel, first off, there's a difference between your investment income, your Social Security income, etc., and earned income. So the earned income, if you go abroad and have a job, then and you're there for 11 months out of the 12 months of the year, then you get to exclude around $100,000 of your income for federal taxation here in the U.S. It's what's attracted a lot of these contractors to go work in Saudi Arabia or places like that. Ain't gonna get me to go there, but you do get to exclude some of that income. And many times, that income is significantly more than you could make here in the U.S. So you get to exclude it. Now, having said that, with that as the exception, you must pay income tax in the U.S. at U.S. rates on your worldwide income. Doesn't matter where it comes from. I know there's a lot of people saying, well, you could, go out to the Cayman Islands and all this stuff. Nope. That money that's there, if it's your income, you must report it. Now, you may be able to shelter the principal from some kind of lawsuits and so forth. You'll have to talk to a really, really, really good qualified lawyer about that. But if it's generating income, you must repatriate that income and pay income tax on it. So if you want to retire to Costa Rica, God bless you. It's a beautiful spot. Whatever income you get from Social Security is taxed just the way it is if you lived in Pasadena. Likewise, your IRAs, money coming out of your IRAs, taxed just like you live in San Diego. You get the picture. But earned income abroad with cooperating nations and countries, you do get a pretty good exclusion. Now, that does not exclude you from paying taxes in the foreign land. And don't confuse this with the corporations that, you know, do business in other countries and leave the money, say, in Ireland. I think they have a 12% corporate rate. So if you're Johnson & Johnson and you're selling drugs all over the world and you have a headquarter or Pfizer or whatever in Ireland and that money stays in Ireland, you pay the Ireland tax of 12%. You don't pay the U.S. tax of 35%. That's what Trump's trying to solve. He's trying to knock it down to 15% to encourage all of that money to be repatriated back to the U.S. so that it can be reinvested in this country. And that will theoretically drive economic growth. Now, last time around, we had the tax holiday, but it was a one-time shot. And it drove stock buybacks and didn't really drive that much growth. But a long-term 15, 20% corporate rate, I could see trillions of dollars coming back into the U.S. And if you can believe it, I think that Donald could even get bipartisan support on that one. Either event, that's Mel's question. Next is Helen. I'm looking at a reverse mortgage. Can I deduct the interest expense? Helen, the only way you can deduct an interest expense is if you physically pay an interest expense. Now, if you physically paid the interest, then the answer is yes. It could be classified as mortgage interest. If, in fact, you did a reverse mortgage and then sold the property 10 years later and paid off the loan, the portion attributable to interest might be income tax deductible. Please talk to your CPA about this. I'm not a CPA. I'm just speaking to you from experience anecdotally. However, I'm fairly certain that that would be fine. That would be an interest expense because you physically wrote the check. We could extend this to margin loans too. Let's say you got a stock portfolio and you borrow money to buy more stock. That's called a margin loan. If you physically write the check, that investment interest would be deductible against investment income. Now, if you don't write the check and it just accrues inside the brokerage account, you cannot deduct accrued interest. That's Helen. Tina, someone suggested that I make biweekly mortgage payments to save interest in the long run. Is this a good idea? I don't know of very many, if any, lenders that actually do the bi-monthly billing. Some will accept your money bi-monthly. Many will just credit it at the end of the month or at the beginning of the month, so you don't get that interim saving. But think about this for a minute. There's 26 weeks in a year. So if you pay every other week, you're paying what is tantamount to 13 months. That's where the savings is. You're paying an extra month in payments every single month. So you'll probably lop off 5, 6, 7 years off of the mortgage, depending on the interest rate and so forth. Should you do it? Sure, why not? If it's comfortable for you, I would argue that over 20 years, taking that extra month and putting it in a Roth IRA into the market and growing that money at a better interest rate than what you're paying on a mortgage after you write off your tax rate is far better. So for me, I'd say no. For you, if it makes you feel good, God bless, go forth and do it. The Roth's a better idea. The Roth and mutual fund's a better idea. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for tuning in. Folks, go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless you all. And check out libertyhealthshare.org too. I'd love to hear from you. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at RayLucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.